And just in case you run across any of the birthday people around town, if we've missed anyone, make sure you give them a handshake, a hug, a smile, and yes, maybe some cash to let them know that they're loved, that they're special, and that they're truly worthy of the honor on this, their birthday. Can we talk about Bible Jeopardy? Just in case you had not already heard the correct answer, the category is who, what, when, and why for 800 points. The Apostle Peter was also known by what name? Is it Cephas, Stone, Son of John, or all of these? Well, John 1:42 has the answer, and of course you'll have to do a little digging and a little bit of knowledge of the Word of God. And if you responded, what is he was known by all of these? That would be the correct answer. Yeah, the one thing that would possibly trip you up was the Son of John thing. And you see, that's easily explained. He is Simon Bar-Jonah. Bar-Jonah, in that language, means son of John. All right? There you go, folks. Thank you so much for playing Bible Jeopardy. Don't forget, tomorrow, we've got a hardback study Bible up for grabs. First person with the correct answer is going to get that hardback study Bible. You know, I want to talk with you about something. I began the show talking about pushing through. Here's an example. You see, I have to be totally transparent on this. Last night was a really rough night for me. I'm going to spare you the gory details. But when I woke up this morning, I wasn't feeling 100%. And I thought about, you know, I could just lay here in bed and call my supervisor and say, I ain't going to make it. But you know something? I know that I'm anointed and appointed to do this. And whatever I'm feeling in the flesh is simply a minor setback. And here's why I say that. If Jesus can take 39 stripes, nails in his hands and feet, and a spear in his side, what's a minor physical inconvenience for me? Amen? So keep pushing through. When you push through, you're able to reach your destiny. There are conditions and things in this world designed to keep you from that destiny. Don't let it stop you. Keep pushing. Amen? Well, I hope you learned something today and maybe even entertained. It's been a joy and a pleasure of me bringing you this show today. We're going to do this again tomorrow morning, bright and early, following On Point Talk with Carlette and David Christmas. Remember, there are two kind of people in the world, those that think they can and those that think they can't. And you know what? They're both right. Now, which of them are you? Hey, make sure you keep the dream alive. Keep praying, keep positive, and keep the peace. And above all, stay unstoppable. And if you're a go-getter, keep going to get it. You may not get it all in one day, but one day you will get it all. So until we meet again, love yourself, love each other, and enjoy your life. Coming up at the top of the hour, Messenger Metric McGillander and the Three of Us Ministries.
Here we go, another day. Got what to do, ends to make. But I'm just thankful for what I've got. I've been down to down the one, but I know where my help comes from. Right on time, ain't that just like God?
Tell you about him. He's a healer.
He's my healer.